Hey there, Think Right Revise listeners. I'm popping in to let you know that this episode is brought to you by my virtual summer writing groups program, because summer is starting very soon. And if you have writing goals, I would love to support you. This is a program that includes a series of weekly group coaching meetings to help you stay accountable to your writing goals, but also have a little bit of fun along the way. Each virtual groups package includes these weekly meetings, some private coaching sessions with me on topics of whatever you want to talk about, access to my 9-part course on academic writing and publishing, and always a lifetime membership to Prolific, which is my online community for academic writers, and we have so much fun over in Prolific. So if you're ready to tackle some writing goals, I hope you'll join in. Groups for summer 2019 start the week of June 10th, so you can check out the program today at katielinder.work/virtual-writing-groups. And you can also sign up to be notified for future offerings of the program if you want to think about it for the fall or winter. I always offer this program about 4 times a year. I hope you can join in. You're listening to Think, Write, Revise, episode 110. Hey there, and welcome to Think, Write, Revise, a podcast that offers a peek behind the scenes of a productive writing life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. In this episode, I want to talk a little bit about my summer writing plans. And this is something that's on my mind because, as you heard in the last episode, I'm about to go on a creative retreat. And that is helping me to think about the upcoming months and what's on my plate. And this is the first summer in a long time that I'm not actively working on a book. I'm going to be working on a larger writing project, which I'll get to in a minute. And I'm also going to be doing some final editing, probably on a book that I have coming out in the fall on alternative academic careers that I co-authored with a couple of folks over the last year, year and a half. But I'm not actively working on a book for my publisher. And it's been a while since I've had a break from that. So I'm looking forward to that. But I thought I would talk about some of the projects that I'm really looking forward to as I dive into summer. And I think that right now is actually the perfect time to be thinking about summer writing. You want to give yourself, I think, a little bit of lead time and your brain a little bit of lead time to ease into the idea of summer writing so that you don't just kind of wake up and realize it's mid-July and you don't really have a plan. And this is something that even if your plan is to take off part of June or part of the summer, it's nice to know that you're following a plan and that you're not feeling like you're just flying by the seat of your pants. Now, I do feel like I should mention that summer writing groups, virtual writing groups that I facilitate, are starting the week of June 10th. So if you want to check those out, you can go to my website or email me if you want more information. But that's going to be basically 12 weeks of facilitated accountability. So if you are interested in that, let me know. One of the questions I often get about those summer writing groups is, what if you have to miss some of it because of a vacation schedule or a travel schedule? And we do record every meeting, so you can always kind of catch up with the recording. And those come in audio and video, depending on what your preference is to catch up. So there are definitely ways to contribute and to be part of those groups, even if you're going to be traveling or doing vacation plans over the summer. Okay, so my own summer writing plans. The first thing that I definitely want to make sure that I keep doing over the summer is morning pages. And this is something I mentioned on the last episode, that I've started getting into writing a few pages every morning, a la Julia Cameron's morning pages. And this is something she talks about in The Artist's Way. I can link to it in the show notes. But I've gotten into this. This is actually a routine I've wanted to have for a long time. I just need to process information right now. Because and just what I'm thinking about and reflecting on, I feel like during a creative period, my brain is just working in overtime and it needs to be able to just have a place to reflect and jot down ideas and kind of get things off my mind. So I've been starting every day with morning pages and I want to continue that into the summer. I do have several research projects at my work that are going to be either in data collection mode or in analysis mode or write-up mode. And we have a really pretty healthy pipeline of projects, and so there's always something going on. But we just got back a series of interviews that have been transcripted of like 30 people that we interviewed for a particular project that are ripe for analysis. So that's going to be something we're going to be diving into this summer and probably starting to write up some of what we're finding from that project. And then we're also going to be continuing some interviews, and there's some other different things we have going on as well. We're also going to be launching into some new projects in July with a range of collaborators, and that is going to necessitate some new IRBs. And so it's going to be a very busy summer, I think, in terms of writing for my work. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's really fun to see some of these projects move forward that we've had in place for a while. And I want to kind of get them out into the world so we can be sharing what we're finding. And that's really exciting. Okay, so the other big project that I know I'm going to be working on is one that I mentioned in the last episode, which is developing a coach training curriculum. And I'm not entirely sure what this is going to look like. I don't have a format for it yet. I know what the content needs to be because that is kind of required by the organization that I want it certified through. And so I know the kinds of things that I need to cover, but I'm not sure how I want to cover them or in what order or how I might want to write up a kind of manual for that curriculum. So I'm going to be playing around a lot with that and trying to figure out what's the best way to present that curriculum. And I'm actually really looking forward to playing with that and seeing what that's going to look like. Another project that I don't think I've mentioned yet on the show, but I'm also really excited about, is I'm going to be spending about 3 months of the summer developing a new keynote. And this is something that I've actually had in the works for a while. I have been marketing that I have a new keynote around radical self-trust. And I have ideas of what I would do for that keynote, but I haven't done it yet. I haven't been hired to do that keynote yet, although I have been keynoting on other topics. And I was recently hired to do a keynote on radical self-trust, which is so exciting. But I wanted to really take some time and dive deep into developing that keynote. I wanted to feel really good about it. I wanted to feel like I had something really strong and that I had thought through, you know, all the different options of what it could look like. And I also wanted to develop a keynote that was a little bit modular and that I could kind of shift different stories and examples in and out based on the audience that I'd be working with. So I actually hired someone to help me develop this keynote. I've hired a coach and I'm super excited about it. I'm going to share more about this experience when I get into it a little bit more. I don't want to go into it a lot now because I haven't really gotten into it yet with this person, but we start in mid-June and we should be done by mid-September. And I could not be more excited. I think it's going to be great to think through these ideas with someone else. And I'm just so excited to dive in. Okay, so then the last thing I think for my summer writing plans, it's probably going to include some website updates. And this is really because of some new programming that I'm creating, but also I'm just kind of ready to shift some of the language on my website and clarify, you know, some of the things that I'm doing and some of the things that I value. And if I do end up offering some coach training in 2020, I want to have the website be ready so that I can be sharing that out in a way that makes sense to people. And so that will probably necessitate a bit of a website overhaul. So I'm excited about that. As you know, I love playing around with designing websites, and it's hard to do it for my own. But I think that I'm giving myself a really big runway to think about that, and having the summer to kind of play and think about what that's going to look like is going to be really fun. So those are the summer writing projects that are on my plate. I have not at this point like given myself an audit and like written down exactly how many projects I have, but I would say, including the ones at work, there's probably between 8 and 10 total that I'm going to be kind of juggling and working through in different ways. And that includes things like the morning pages, which are very kind of informal free writing. But I'm really curious what you have on your plate. And I know a lot of people like to focus on one project over the summer and try to get it done, like an article or progress on a book. I'm definitely one of those people who loves to juggle multiple projects at one time. I'm sure you know this by now. But I'd love to hear about your summer writing plans. You can always contact me via email at contact@katielinder.work. You can tweet to me at @katie_linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at @katie_linder. Or you can write me a letter at Katie Linder, P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, 97321. And I will definitely be updating on my summer writing plans throughout the summer on social media, but I'll probably do a couple check-in episodes about it as well, just so I can update you on how things are going. So please feel free to let me know what you're up to. And of course, also check out the virtual summer writing groups that I'm offering if you need a little bit of support and community this summer in your own writing. You can find out more about those at katielinder.work/virtual-writing-groups. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of Think, Write, Revise. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. Think, Write, Revise is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.